Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box, 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Playoff Edition. Find us wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube. Andrew, go ahead and gloat. You predicted the Saints 12-4. You've been running your mouth all day in the chats, in the conversation, the text. Go ahead, take your fucking victory lap. Do it.
Well, I'm just pumped I don't have to drink any IPAs. That's the real win here. Why do you think I'm so happy? I don't have to drink that sap beer.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't appreciate any of the people were just destroying me on the Twitters today about my yellow shirt that I wore for Channel 4. Somebody said I look like a crippled banana salesman. I blocked that dude. That was over the line.
What? You did not block him.
I didn't block Kevin.
Wait a
There's
minute.
There's always money in the banana stand, Ralph. There's always money in the banana stand.
Yeah, was it with Paulson or was it with Leslie?
It was with Leslie because I did it at 5:45. Right. But I want to say this. To be fair,
my wife
didn't dress me today. She fell asleep early, and I had to dress myself. She didn't set it out for me last night. She fell asleep early, so I had to do it this morning. And I'm colorblind and make really bad wardrobe decisions. I haven't dressed myself since 2007. When I do, it goes very, very badly.
You mean the panties your mother laid out for you?
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
Your wife falling asleep and failing to dress you is a very Ralphie move.
It is. It's like I'm a toddler.
Wait a minute. Are you being serious? Does your wife really lay out your clothes for you every night the night before?
Yes. Yes? Like what? Like
Wait, Dave, like... you're a doggy?
Like
Wait, Dave, do you mean to tell me that this doesn't happen to you?
What? Is that weird?
What, Kevin, what do you do? How do you get dressed? You have a wife.
The dog lays out my clothes.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, Tomas, check the timestamp on this. We're going to want this cut for posterity.
My wife started buying me clothes on like our fourth date. She was like, "You are terribly fucking dressed. How do you even function?" Like, that's how bad a dresser I am. I'm colorblind. I'm crippled. I don't understand sizes. It's just a it's a bigger disaster than Stanley Jean Baptiste is what it is my dressing.
Oh my God! When she met you, you were like, she was like, oh, this is a project. This is she
this
felt
is
like
a project.
She met her match. This is something, you know. She would never be complete with you. You know, yeah. There was always going to be something else to be working on with you.
That's right.
No, buying your clothes, that's fine. I you know, having your wife buy your clothes, that's I think that's normal. That's acceptable. But laying them out every night before.
It's great. I love it. That's great.
So
you know, my 7-year-old daughter lays out her own clothes.
Yeah. Good for her.
For the next day, you know, but she dresses herself. She picks them out. Just as herself.
Do you think Sean Payton picks out what he's gonna wear during game day, or does like the trainer lay it out for him? I can't be alone in this.
You know what? That is a good point. From my knowledge of like college football in Tulane, I mean, I work closely with the Tulane's athletic department, and I mean, and their equipment manager. I think the way it works is usually they leave a few options for him in his locker. He'll get like two or three options and he can pick from those.
Dave, yeah.
you don't want to give, you don't want to give Ralph a choice.
My
Dave,
wife.
Dave.
What?
Yeah. Are you going to pick that up?
Here's what my wife, when I,
the name that I dropped.
Here's what, yeah. when I said to my wife, maybe you could lay out a couple options. Here's what she said to me, like a year, like right after she started doing this for me. She said, "You don't deserve options." Like I was like Rob
Ryan.
That
should be the new tagline of the podcast. You don't deserve options.
What does she lay out, like underwear too? Like
no, not underwear, but like the clothes, like everything, you know. Like jeans, a shirt, slacks, all of it. This I'm excited because this is
probably
like
she needs to start picking your underwear.
This is exciting because this podcast this week, playoff week, the start of free agency, draft week. That's when we get our biggest numbers and we get new listeners testing us out, and they're listening to this podcast. And we did 5 minutes on how Ralph doesn't dress himself. So. We're gonna just draw them in with hardcore football talk with this podcast.
Yeah, we've really won some new listeners over today.
We did.
Tell you what.
Speaking,
so the yellow polo was you picked that out. What were you wearing on the bottom? A pants, shorts, what?
Pajama pants. Shorts. Pajama pants.
Definitely jorts.
So
jogger pants? Did you go to work like that?
No, I just slip on some jeans and go to work. Okay. I gotta go into office. I gotta go in three times a week. You know, be in the office, do real work, pretend to do work when I'm not watching the Saints and Bears. Who, oh by the way, right after we get off the air, before we get to the Carolina game from yesterday, the Saints actually caught a goddamn break from the NFL. Andrew, Sunday, 3:40. Alvin Kamara has a chance to play. Should we talk about?
I cannot believe the kickoff wasn't noon on Friday. I can't believe they didn't change the schedule and move it up a day to make.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Make sure Alvin Kamara didn't.
Should
play.
We?
I can't believe it.
Should we, Dave? Should we talk about the game against Carolina, or should we talk about Alvin Kamara?
Alvin!
Should we talk about Alvin going to the club? What's more important?
Thanks for cutting that short, because I know that goes on for another 20 minutes.
It does.
Let's talk about AK. You know, AK is probably one of the few people on this team who gets to do this and put the Saints in position where they have to quarantine their entire running back room. And we won't hate him. We'll still accept him back with
Alvin hijinks.
Are you gonna lay it all out on the table and tap?
I mean, you know, I hope it was worth it. I hope whatever girl or woman and women that he took home that evening, I hope it was some of the best he's ever had. And it was worth putting us in this position.
Well, it was Metairie girls, right? So
a little bit easier, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe
could have been some Kenner ladies.
I
don't think Kenner people go hang out on vets, man.
Well, first of all, I don't think that's officially Kenner. It wasn't. It was on this side of.
It was Metairie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not disputing where. I'm saying there could have been some ladies from Kenna that made the drive along.
They don't venture to vets, man.
Yes, they do.
I've never even heard of Table and Tap until this. I'm a Swamp Room guy. I've never heard of Table and Tap. But I don't understand why. Why is Alvin Kamara going to Table and Tap? You are fucking Alvin Kamara. Why are you not going? You're in New Orleans. You could go anywhere you want, get any table you want, any lady within reason that you want. You could be going to some of the finest.
You just got $74 million in the offseason.
You just scored 6 touchdowns in an NFL game.
It's the day after Christmas.
Like, you could, I would be at Bywater American Bistro. I wouldn't be at Table and Tap.
People want what they want, though, Dave.
I'm most disappointed about.
Do you think he had dinner at New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood before going to Table and Tap?
No, I think he probably went to like Jaeger's or something.
I mean, I don't think y'all are being too hard now. But I go into New Orleans. The first thing I want is Bud's Broiler. People want what they want. They like what they like. The man, he likes to get his moves on at Table and Tap. Like, don't judge him.
Hang on a second.
Broiler is totally defensible. But
yeah. Like, I was expecting some god awful thing coming out of you, Ralph. No, Bud's Broiler.
That's not totally apples defensible. To apples. Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. Dave wants to kill him on where he dined. Food wise, why even go out if your whole look? If you're trolling, I mean, look, I'm gonna be crass. If you're going out trolling for pussy, get like you are a professional athlete. I'm sure Juge has sauces that would confirm this.
We do,
but professional athletes probably have access or the ability to get a hold of women and work some sort of arrangement out wherein they can meet in private and hang out for a few hours.
Lady of the night? That's illegal, Kevin. That's illegal.
I think
and this is a judgment-free zone here, Ralph. This is a judgment-free zone.
The wife
is trusting you. This is a judgment-free zone.
It is.
Don't you think Gail Benson would foot the bill, too, on the rapid test for whatever lady he wants to hang out with?
Yeah. I mean, she's given the rapid test to like 8-10 media people a day during training camp. I mean, what's one more, right?
Yeah.
Right. Just say she's credentialed from something and give her a test.
Is Alvin Kamara going out? Kevin and Andrew, you know the great Saints history from the Ditka era where it got wild. Is Alvin Kamara going out clubbing, looking for poontang right before the playoffs and possibly getting the Rona and ruining the entire season, getting the whole running back room the Rona? Is that more irresponsible than Andre Royal getting drunk at the club and getting thrown out? Is it more irresponsible than him taking a sack of quarters and beating up rookies? Is it more irresponsible than Keith Poole running away from the police in La Crosse, Wisconsin? Like, where does this rank on the all-time irresponsible Saints player activities?
I mean, it wasn't a crime. It wasn't a crime. It was idiocy. It was genuine.
I mean, there's a world in which Alvin Kamara goes to table and tap and we're hopefully still killing him, but but there's a world in which he goes to that place to drink and no one cares. Yeah. Right, so it's really just related to COVID and the realities of the world currently.
Well, there's a world where Jeff Danish doesn't fall through a plate glass window at Saints training camp on La Crosse too. I mean,
I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking about. But it sounds like Saints training camp in La Crosse, Wisconsin, in the '90s was like fucking Animal House.
There's a world in which
that's exactly what it was.
Cam Cleland's retina remains attached, but look, it's so irresponsible. When you consider the stakes, man, look, I'm just, if the Saints lose to the Bears because Alvin Kamara can't play and he cost Drew a chance at a two-dat because he had to go hang out at table and tap on vets, I'm not going to be happy. I don't think any Saints fan is going to be happy.
Well, here's the thing that's difficult with it is he was a huge part of that first Bears game. He had a bunch of big plays. He had a huge season. If the Saints lose, Dave, is this going to follow Kamara around forever? Are we like never going to forgive him for this? If they like, I know it's not fair. You don't know how the game will go, but I feel like if the Saints lose, Kamara will be blamed if he does not play. Will this follow him around? Will we be able to forgive him if the Saints lose to fucking Mitchell Trubisky and he doesn't play?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I'm glad you qualified it because, I mean, it does matter how the game goes. You know, if the game ends on some crazy bullshit no-call pass interference penalty, I know that's hard to believe, but if something crazy like that were to happen, then everybody's going to forget Kamara and obviously just blame that. But you know, all things being considered, a normal game, I don't know. I don't think he, you know, I don't think it would be so bad. I think people like you and Andrew and with your steel trap Saints memories, you know, you'll never forget it.
God,
you know, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. I would say your average Saints fan, you know, might hold on to it for a year or so. But, you know, I don't think it'll live on in infamy for all of Saints history.
People. Mentally sick, 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 sick people, sick in the head.
Kevin? The Saints are 12-4, and they are playing Chicago. And before we get to the Bears, should Marcus Davenport, being that he only had a sack and a half, should he thank Trey Hendrickson every day for having such an amazing season and taking our attention away from him being a potential bust for the Saints that they traded up for?
Kevin looks frozen.
Kevin's frozen.
I think Kevin went caveman lawyer.
Yep. There we go. He's gone.
Frozen. So that's a good question for you, Dave. Should Marcus too first, should he thank God every day that Trey Hendrickson was amazing and it took our eyes away from his mediocrity?
I mean, I guess if you add them up together, they had like 14 and a half, 15 sacks total. So
15
divide that
sacks
by
sacks total. Marcus Davenport had a sack and a half.
Right. Yeah. So divide that by the two of them, and that's 7.5 sacks each. So, I mean, you know, it works out. I think at the beginning of the season, if you said Trey Hendrickson and Marcus Davenport are both going to have 7.5 sacks this season, you would have said, sign me up. Yeah, I'll take that. No, I'm just kidding. Marcus Davenport has been disappointing. He when he came back from his injury, he was showing flashes, looked like he was trending in the right direction, and then it's kind of disappeared again. And we gave up two first round picks for this guy, and we
is
have
that why they call him Marcus two firsts?
Yeah. It's not his fault that the Saints did that, just like it's not Reggie Bush's fault that, you know, that he was drafted second overall and the expectations were so high. But I mean, still, you've got to produce and we've drafted better players in later rounds. So it's disappointing. Absolutely. It's disappointing.
Football is in full effect with many teams strutting their stuff. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to Bet Online today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Andrew, what's more shocking? The fact that Trey Hendrickson had 13.5 sacks, or your 2019 UDFA adopted son had 3.5 more sacks than Davenport in 2020?
They're both shocking. I guess Granderson outperforming Davenport is not that shocking, in the sense that if you had told me at any point that Davenport would be hurt and miss a lot of time, I'd be like, yeah, it's totally believable. So I'll go with Hendrickson, because Davenport missing time, being injured, that's almost a given. Hendrickson, 13.5 sacks. Who saw that coming? Right?
No one.
Not me.
There's no way. Hendrickson has gone from a nice little player to Saints Twitter is like, the Saints have to find a way to keep him and pay him no matter what the cost is. As far as the game,
I mean, people are talking about picking, you know, he's up, he's due for his fifth year option as a first round, draft pick. And, you know, people are wondering, you know, should they pick up the option on him or not? I mean, use that money on Trey Hendrickson. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, it's probably a good deal just to sign him to the fifth year option just to keep him around one more year. But I mean, that's it. Unless Davenport has some epic turnaround, he's not coming back.
Andrew Davenport.
Is there any chance that the new hairdo, the bleaching, do we feel like that's maybe been his kryptonite?
No, yeah, because didn't Hendrickson dye his hair?
Yeah, but he only did like the bottom. I don't know if you know, you can only see it out the helmet. The rest of his hair is still brown.
Did he bleach it while he was wearing the helmet?
Maybe.
But Davenport went all in. You know,
see,
he did the whole
I think
shebang.
Are you worried because the bleach went to his head and he's an idiot now?
I'm worried he may have accidentally consumed some of this.
He's got it. He's definitely got a Wesley Snipes Demolition Man vibe going on, which is not a good look. I'm just gonna say. As far as the game,
and he used the two seashells.
Davenport's having 15 sacks next year, and then we'll have the whole discussion of should the Saints pay him. We'll be afraid the Saints will pay him, and we'll be afraid he'll leave. So that'll be a fun discussion next year. And then the Saints will pay him, and he'll go back to being injured. But yesterday, the game yesterday, Andrew, you know, there's not much to take away from because Carolina was kind of dog shit and they kind of gave up after the second Teddy Bridgewater interception. But the Saints sort of survived. They only had a couple injury scares. Taysom might have got a little concussed. Armstead had a little tweak. Besides that, everything was fine. You're a film watcher. You eat the tape. What did you see that's one thing that you stuck out that you're like, that is really good. That gets me excited for the playoffs, even though Carolina's terrible. That the fact that the Saints did this, that makes me excited for the playoffs against Chicago.
You know, Breeze is pushing. He's pushing the ball down the field. He's looking good. I feel like he's playing at a high level. You guys like the way he played in that game?
I mean, I was fine with it, and I saw that he's put up at least 26 points in the last 10 games.
Yeah.
So that's optimistic to me because I'm very confident in our defense, and so if we can score 26 points in every game in the playoffs, I feel like that's going to be a recipe for success for sure.
I feel like Breeze was throwing the ball really well and had some real great ball placements. And I just look at this offensive line, Andrew, and they seem in a really great place. And, oh, by the way, behind the scenes, if you should become a patron because you get in the Discord channel and you get Andrew's grades. But, Andrew, as he's doing the grades on Sunday night, he'll text me. Andrew texted me, I don't know what the fucking deal is with Pete. He's the – what did you call him? He's the craziest player I've ever graded. You gave him your highest grade, Andrew. Andrews Pete, the scourge of Saints Twitter, who just 2 weeks ago, Sean Payton unprompted was like, Andrews Pete, he's got to play better. And now he's your highest grade player. What the hell is going on?
Maybe that guy.
He took those words to heart.
Well, so the thing is, you know, we're always like, how does he make a Pro Bowl? It's impossible. He's not getting it off fan voting, right? I can promise you that. So the other votes come from coaches and they come from players. And clearly Pete makes the Pro Bowl every year because he's widely respected by opponents and he's widely respected by opposing coaching staffs. And you ask yourself, why is that? How could that be? Because we see these things on tape where you're like, this guy sucks. He's making these terrible plays. But I think what we don't notice,
good handies.
He does.
It's got to be.
He does. I mean, no, the thing is, when he gets his hands on you, it's over. Seriously. It's funny that you said handy because there's actually a little bit of truth to your immature joke.
He's very handy. It's like being bendy.
It is. Yeah. It's a form of bendy for offensive linemen.
Just depends on where he's putting his hands.
Right. But, he has these moments where you watch tape where he just completely swallows a defender and just, you don't see other guards doing this, just mauling people on the interior. And he's just got so much power. And then there's days where he's so slow off the snap, it's like he can't block anybody. So he is the most confusing, weird, and puzzling player I've ever graded in my life, because the swings that you get from week to week with him range from absolutely deserving Pro Bowler. Like you put on the tape of that game, you watch Andrews Pete, you're like, yep, that guy's a Pro Bowler. Totally see it. You watch tape from 2 weeks ago, you're like, how's this guy a starter in the league? I don't get it.
Can either of you ever remember a time where Peyton called out a player like this?
On the offensive line, is there anything that you guys could have done different, or is that just the type of game where you kind of got to win your one-on-one stuff there to send him forward?
Listen, Pete's got to play better.
But seriously, can you ever remember, Andrew, a player going from that, where Sean Payton is calling him out unprompted, to 2 weeks later, A+?
No. That's usually like a telltale sign that they're about to get benched. You know, that they're on their last. Right. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's but clearly it resonated because it was a motivational tactic and it worked. Pete played very well. You know, like, we're spending too much time on Pete, though. I got to say, like, I gave Armstead an A, and he got an A-plus last week. Armstead, my God, man.
Nick Underhill said he's the best player in the NFL right now. Like,
over the last 2 weeks.
For the last 2 weeks, yeah.
How could you argue that? Like, I mean, I'm sure there's some receiver I'm not thinking of that's had, like, 350 yards receiving the last 2 weeks, but you look at his tape. Armstead is – he's playing the best I've ever seen him play.
Is – do you
so
feel –
you want to you want to talk about you know, being optimistic going into the playoffs or how we're feeling about going into the playoffs. What I'm hearing right now from the two of you so far is in stark contrast to what we've had to deal with the Saints the last 2 years. I mean, you guys are glowing and gushing about the Saints' offensive line, and we're about to head into the playoffs. I mean, like,
I'll say yes, with the exception of, I'm not sure I saw so clearly that Larry Warford was a problem last year. I'm not so sure that 2 years ago I knew that Andres Pete was going to be such a problem in the playoffs. I go into these playoffs knowing that right guard is a concern. Like, whether it's Nick Easton or Ruiz, I just – that specific spot makes me nervous.
Well, didn't we know that, like, the Saints, like, they admitted that Andres Pete, like, when they played the Eagles and we were like – they were like, yeah, he played with a broken hand. Then we knew against the Rams, we were like, oh, shit. And we knew that Max Unger was sort of – We weren't sure if he was cooked, but we feared it. This year at right guard, like, you can get a C-plus, B-minus game out of Easton. We've seen it. And the thing is, Andrew, they thought they were upgrading with Ruiz at right guard. It just hasn't worked out that way, right? I mean, they didn't move on from Warford thinking they were downgrading. I mean, they just... Ruiz just hasn't panned out like they wanted.
I think they know they need to get Ruiz at center and McCoy to right guard, and it's just gonna have to happen next year.
Yeah,
but I mean, but between from 2017 to now, you know, week 17 going into the playoffs, I think the answer would be yes. Is this the most confident you've and the best you've felt about the offensive line going into the playoffs?
I felt really confident going into 2018 because I had talked myself into the fact that, yes, they were beat up, yes, they had issues, but it was going to be like 2009 where they were kind of coasting in on fumes, but they got a bye, and the bye was going to give them a one-week elixir magic potion. So I feel kind of like I did – going into the 2018 playoffs, that proved not to be true, but that's kind of where I am. I was really confident going
into
2018.
My answer to your question is, have you been watching the last 3 years? How the hell could I possibly be confident playing the Jets once it's the playoffs?
Well,
how can I be? You could, the Saints, to steal Ralph's joke, the Saints could be playing McDonough 35. This weekend, and I'd be nervous because of how the playoffs have played out the last 3 years.
Well, but let's unpack our playoff fear a little bit, because here's the thing that
I can't wait for Sunday. Like, I want Sunday to take as long as possible to come up.
Well, here,
that's how nervous I am. I don't even want to think about this possibly being Drew's last.
Well,
game.
You're nervous, but a lot of people are nervous in a weird way. And they're just saying it's Minnesota all over again. And I know we have playoff baggage. Look, Minnesota twice, the Rams, the no call, all of it. I get we have baggage. But, like, the Bears game isn't going to go anything like the Minnesota game. Like, it's not the same personnel. Like, Minnesota, Mike
well,
Zimmer
it is
coached...
now. You just fucking jinxed it.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No,
Save
but
that.
Mike
Thomas,
Zimmer coached
Thomas,
the pants off
and
Peyton. And
stamp this right here.
And listen, the Bears, they don't have the same like, they may beat the Saints a different way, but they're not going to beat the Saints the exact same way Minnesota did. It's not going to be the exact same.
God,
I don't think
Dave, are you listening to this?
I don't have the same fears. Like, my I don't fear the Saints' interior. I fear the Saints' secondary reverting to their flag-happy, give-up-big-plays, and the Bears hit, like, four big plays on them, and they lose. I don't fear them, McCoy in the interior, getting destroyed. It's going to be different, but shouldn't we put the baggage aside, though, Dave? Every year is a new year. Every year is new. Like, why do we have to carry this playoff baggage with us into 2021?
Well, I mean, like, how else are we supposed to feel? I mean, like, we lost out on a chance to play in the Super Bowl from something that was beyond the control of anybody in the Saints locker room or on the Saints organization or in the stadium. Yeah. Like that, I will always go back to that because, you know, more than the Stephon Diggs miracle catch, more than just we lost last year. I mean, you know, Minnesota just beat us. That's the most egregious, heartbreaking, ridiculous thing that has ever happened to, I think, a football team in the NFL. I mean, I really and truly believe that. Like, I still cannot believe 3 years later that the Saints didn't go to the Super Bowl and the world was robbed of a Drew Brees, Tom Brady Super Bowl, and Drew Brees himself was robbed of another opportunity to get another Super Bowl just because of some idiots who couldn't make the right call, who didn't do their job. I think all of us have every right to feel
that. Speaking of bad officiating, the Lions Vikings game. Did you guys see that a sack is now roughing the passer?
Yeah, on a sack, and it was like fourth down too.
Poor Lions. Yeah, he just like tackled. He tackled Cousins and flagged
I mean, and then the only other reason I would say that I'm in particular nervous about the playoffs this year is I can't shake that Eagles game. And this, yeah. You know, I don't know if you want to get into it now or get into it later when we talk about the game, but I mean, like, this, you know, this playing against the Bears has this same feeling to me, and has, you know, it's just, here's a team that the Saints are clearly better than. They clearly have a better team, clearly have a better roster. They're clearly better coached. I mean, there is not one area that I can think of where the Bears are.
You want me to make it worse?
Okay,
the
here
Saints
we go.
Are the biggest favorite this weekend, 9.5.
No, Tampa's surpassed them. Tampa's 10.5.
Well, that's different because Tampa was at 7, and the Saints were at 9, or 9.5.
People are pounding the Bucs,
which is an incredible. That is an incredible 9 points, an opening line. That's a crazy. I mean, as soon as I saw that, I was like, Juju is betting on the Bears. He's definitely going to be betting on the Bears.
I mean,
nobody could ignore that 9 points.
I said before,
staring at you, just tempting you, begging you to fucking put money on it.
I'm gonna get less confident as the week goes along. I watched that Bears Saints game, the replay of it today, and my confidence is sky high. But the thing is, I am. Not over 2006. The Bears, their fan base is disgusting. They're loathsome. I hate them. Their Katrina jokes are lame. Their Katrina posters are lamer. And I want the Saints to bludgeon I want the Saints to beat the Bears so fucking bad that Pace and Nagy get fired on Monday morning. That I hate the Bears. And Juge, maybe it's 2006.
I don't think you get fired after a playoff loss.
Well, before the no call, the most egregious playoff call in Saints history was Vince Buck wasn't offsides against the Bears in the playoffs in 1990. He blocked the field goal. They called him offsides. He shouldn't have been. The Saints should have won that game. You know? So
yep.
I have
Who's got baggage?
I got baggage, and I hate the Bears. And and listen, if the Saints aren't going to go to the Super Bowl and you told me that I had one more great Drew Brees performance to watch, I want it this Sunday. I want him to burn Chicago to the ground like it's 1871 and he's Miss O'Leary's cow or whatever the hell. And I want him to take their ashes and salt the earth so they never can grow again. Like, I hate the Bears. I might hate the Bears They might be my second most hated team behind Atlanta. Like, I hate them. I hate them.
Where is this coming from?
Dude,
Ralph's got so much baggage, he needs a porter to meet him at fucking baggage claim.
It's true. It's true. You guys don't feel the way I do. And
I definitely remember the 92 playoff game and then 2006. So we're 0-2 against them in the playoffs. And, you know, like you said, in 92, it was weird in that the Saints probably didn't deserve to make the playoffs that year. And yet they made it and they almost stole a game in Chicago, you know, and that was almost our first ever playoff win. So that was frustrating. 2006, I felt like we were a team of destiny. And Rex Grossman, you know, Mortal Kombat style, he rips our heart out and eats it. And I want a playoff win over the Bears.
And
if we're talking history, we're talking baggage. Like, I want to beat the Bears.
The Bears foisted Mike Ditka on us, that fraud who nearly tried to set the franchise back a decade by trading everything for Ricky Williams. There are so many good reasons to hate the Bears, and I drink them all.
I like the city of Chicago, though.
I do. The city of Chicago is trash and overrated too. It's nothing but giant buildings and overrated pizza.
Well, the pizza sucks.
Yeah, sorry.
Fuck deep dish.
So does their wind.
Deep dish pizza is not pizza. It's fucking lasagna, people.
There you go. Fucking Ralph. We're on the same page here with this one.
So, but before we get to what's been, Dave, as we kind of put a bow on 2020, what's been, besides Trey Hendrickson, because he's his own category of just delightful surprise and shock, what's been your second biggest thing that's delighted you the most about the 2020 Saints?
Well, we should just name the award after him. We should give out the Trey Hendrickson Award, but we're going to give it to somebody else because we can't give it to Trey Hendrickson.
No, we can't.
Let's see. So who would I give the Trey Hendrickson Award for biggest overachiever? Ken Crawley for making that interception last week.
You go straight to the line, Ken.
I didn't see Billy Bando squawking on Twitter as soon as Ken Crawley got that interception. I immediately was like, where's Billy Bando? He's going to be back, but he wasn't around. I was sad.
But a serious answer. I don't know. You know what? Like, has Anzalone played that badly? I mean, I feel like he's been okay. I mean, like, we don't expect the world from him, but
I wouldn't call him overachieving.
I guess not overachieving. You know, I'm just trying to help out my fellow Italians. I'm sure there's somebody obvious that I'm.
I got one.
That I'm Who missing. You yeah, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Patrick freaking Robinson.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
He hasn't played a ton, but when he has, he's been pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, that was fun. I have to say.
Well, you know what I would say? I mean, you know, maybe Malcolm Jenkins.
That's
I mean,
what was going to be mine.
Earlier in the season, he struggled. But, you know, after about the first month, he's turned it on. I mean, he's been great. I mean,
he
really has
been
great.
Dude, he's like an Iron Man. Like, he's playing, like, 99% of the snaps, like, some ridiculous amount of years in a row. And the thing is with him is we all like Malcolm Jenkins. We were like, oh, let's bring him back. But it wasn't, like, unanimous that, like, oh, he's a great signing. Some people were like, maybe they should have kept Von Bell for cheaper. Like, it wasn't some lock. And
Are you kidding me? People are still saying that.
I know. The one that I was the most excited about the whole off was Emmanuel Sanders. He got COVID. He didn't end up kind of doing the impact that we hoped, but I was thanking God they had him, because if you'd have told me the day they signed Emmanuel Sanders that Michael Thomas wasn't going to score a touchdown, Andrew, I'd have been even more excited than I was, and I was bouncing off the fucking walls the night they signed Emmanuel Sanders. And oh, by the way, him celebrating his $500,000 bonus like he just caught the winning touchdown in a Saints playoff game was amazing. That might be my favorite.
That was fun. I just really hope he can actually catch that touchdown in a playoff game. yeah, remember, well, this is the reason why they signed these guys, Malcolm Jenkins and Emmanuel Sanders. It's funny we're talking about that because, you know, those guys have won Super Bowls. And
yeah,
part of the reason they brought them here is so the Saints can finish in these playoff games. You know, that's been the biggest struggle the last 3 years is all you need is one more play to win those games. Somebody make one play. And those outcomes are all different. And, you know, those two guys, Emmanuel Sanders, Malcolm Jenkins, they know how to make that one play. So I'm looking for it on Sunday.
Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Weed Whacker. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. The premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Its intelligently contoured design enhances the trimming experience and is waterproof, which makes for easy operation and cleaning. The only nose hair trimmer on the market with a powerful and rechargeable lithium-ion battery that lasts up to 90 minutes of use. Have you ever pulled your nose hair out with your fingers? That might hurt worse than nicking your balls. Manscaped is making whacking your weeds a time to look forward to delivering maximum confidence while providing hygiene. Yes, you will get a replacement blade every 3 months to keep your weed whacking time clean and enjoyable. Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turn off. It's time to upgrade your Manscaped routine with the Weed Whacker. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. Before we get to the hotline, I just want to remind people, like, you should sign up for this podcast. It's freaking amazing. You should go to saintshappyhourshop.com, buy Saints merchandise. It's behind Dave. Thanks, Thomas. He built Dave a slide.
Thomas.
An image behind him so he can look professional.
I love that Thomas is now in Alvin Kamara territory where he is called a different name by Ralph every time.
Every week. Yeah. He was trying to explain. He's like, Ralph, the background is still not right. You have to stretch it. Why can't you do it, man? It's easy as piss. But you know, the hotline this week it's short, but it's got some quality. So remember to dial the hotline after the Saints win or they lose, then use it as therapy, use it as celebration. Not enough people slandered the Bears. I was really hoping for some good Bears slander. I didn't get any of that. But call the hotline before 1 o'clock on Monday when I record it, and you can be on the Saints hotline. So without further ado, here's Week 17, the final edition of the final regular season edition of the Saints Happy Hour Hotline. It's time for this week's hottest takes from the Saints Happy Hour Hotline.
I just want to conduct a search party for Sean Payton's balls because his ambush and flea flicker and challenge flag raining days are over, and he's now the guy who bent over for Goodell and doesn't trust his future Hall of Fame quarterback to get 8 yards with the game on the line.
As we've learned with anything in 2020, it's all just a bunch of horseshit.
So fuck it. That's it. That's the voicemail. That's it. That's it. Play me on the show. Don't play me on the show. I don't give a fuck.
Sean Payton was no running back. Don't tempt me with a good time.
Old number two, old Mr. Winston. He touched the ball 3 times this year. Goes ahead and he gets himself a unsportsmanlike conduct, and he's going to be showboating at the end of it. The backup to the backup quarterback. The dude's got to have a house in the West Bank somewhere. Who dat? Love you guys.
As we break out the brooms to complete the NFC South sweep, all I got to say this. We're coming to kill you, bitch kissing titties.
So we came into Week 17 with a decimated roster, needing a win from Trubisky and Pete Carroll. It's looking great so far. But then the Saints take a comfortable lead. And things get weird. We almost destroy Teddy's good knee. Camus gets concussed. Jason gets a penalty for having fun. But the most confounding thing is we had 5 interceptions. Do we just become catching motherfuckers? I'm so confused. I need y'all to tell me how to feel. In the meantime, I'll be lighting my Goodell candle, praying that we play the Bears on Sunday.
Take the Bears.
All right. So like everybody else with the Saints happy hour, I was completely pissed off at Alvin Kamara for deciding to go trolling in Kenner for Poontang after his 6-TD victory. Awesome. And, yeah, anyway, I mean, whatever. And, you know, the Saints did everything they needed to do. They won today. Unfortunately, Green Bay won as well. So number 2 seed. But, you know, I'm going to look on the bright side because the fact that the Saints do not have the bye, they have to play wild card weekend. That means we get an extra Drew Brees Saints football game. I'm still very optimistic that the Saints are going to go all the way, you know, so all the way. So, yeah. Who dat, baby?
Tomas from Poland. Time for you to come work in Mother Russia. I have a place for you in Gulag. Make pops and pans for Imperial Red Army. Poland is like dog at dinner table. Sometimes we feed little bitch, sometimes we kick and fight. Football New Orleans sent Polish panda bears into hibernation in 1945. Honor years are selling crush Warsaw like breadcrumbs in iron fist. Fuck you, Andre George.
Who the hell was that?
I don't know who that was, but I had to when I saw the
was
transcript.
That, was that Kevin with like a woman?
No, that was
voice.
A real woman.
That was a real woman.
What was that?
We've had 2 women call us, and one of them was a fake Russian.
Wow.
Also, I think the other guy. I think the other guy called him Jason, Winston.
Yeah.
He pulled a Ralph.
What? Wow. Ralph, why do you
I think,
do
I
this?
Think, what did she say at the end? Fuck you, Andrei Juge?
Andrew Juge.
Can we play that one back again? Can you play that one again? Do you have the ability to do?
I can't clip it. I have to start it from the beginning. The one thing is, I was worried about it. Because,
what just happened? Who was that?
I don't know.
We got like a new troll.
I'm gonna have trouble going to sleep tonight. Like I have to know what happened. What just happened?
When. The Google voice, it gives me like a written transcript when I go to do it.
Oh, I'm sure that was
and that one, the end of it, when I first saw it, I was like, oh no, I don't know if this was gonna get played because she did it in a Russian accent. The Google Translate thought she said an ethnic slur towards Andrew, and I was like, uh-oh, this one's not going to get through. But then I heard it. I was like, oh, it's just a Russian lady.
Wow, that was wild.
I don't know. People ask me.
It's a playoffs, boy.
That was what I was going to say. First of all, you want the Saints to bring their A game now at the playoffs. Y'all got to bring your freaking A game for the hotline.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel much better about this game after that. Here's the thing. Dave, give them out the hotline number. I'm going to do something special right now.
All right, wait. And then 2 is we've got ladies calling in with doing bits now. So the bar has been raised. Y'all got to. I want Walton and Johnson this
That's
shit.
Right.
I want people to come up with characters. Start calling in as characters.
How do you know that wasn't legit?
I don't know. That could have been Tomas's mother.
Tomas's
I don't have no idea.
Girlfriend.
All right. So the podcast hotline is 210-595-0818. That's
call
210-595-0818. Call us whenever you want. Nobody's going to answer. You just leave a message. It can be anonymous. And
the Russian woman is the bar now.
Yeah.
That's what you have
call
to do.
In. 210-595-0818. Call in today or tomorrow. I'm going to do a special Saints Happy Hour playoff hotline. I want Bears slander. I want irrational confidence. I want it all, and we will play it special for the people to get you fired up for the playoffs. So call in. Yes. I want don't bear slander, and I want irrational confidence.
Don't call in. Yes, don't call in with your true feelings like, oh, I'm worried, I don't know. No, blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no.
That's
don't
how want I feel. That.
That's, no. not, that's not getting played. Yeah, we know. That's how I feel too, but that's not. You're not making it on the air if you call
no.
with that.
No. I want Ric Flair energy. That's what I want.
Russian Ric Flair?
Russian Ric Flair. Woo! I can't do woo in Russian.
I don't think you can put an accent on woo.
So, as Dave mentioned, oh, we got to do before we get to before we get to game predictions, we got to do world famous
no, yeah,
Saints mailbag. Here we go. All right, Andrew, let's start in Discord because we didn't get too many Twitter questions because
all
I
right.
was late on the trigger.
Let's see. Nikolai, the famous brewmaster, wants to know if is it too soon to change Teddy's name from Teddy Two Gloves to Teddy Five Wins?
Ooh,
that's a sick rough. Burn. Sick burn.
Yeah. Teddy, by the middle of next year, he's not going to be their quarterback.
Teddy sans Sean Payton, like his stock is way, way down. deeper and deeper. Way down. All right. Chris yeah. Moss wants to know, if I guaranteed you the Saints would make the Super Bowl but would lose, would you take the offer or would you take your chances in the playoffs?
I would take it.
Yeah, Super Bowls.
I would take it.
I would.
You know, because like... As far as Drew Brees is concerned, you still get the game. Drew still gets to play yeah. in the game.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's three playoff wins you're giving me.
You get three playoff wins plus the Super Bowl bye week plus Super Bowl week. That's five more weeks of fun. And here's the thing, too. Because Drew Brees has already won a Super Bowl, his legacy, they won't even really hold it against him that he lost the second one. They'll just be like, Drew Brees – holds all the passing records, got to two Super Bowls. Like, that's how they'll view it. And
keep in mind also, like, that probably means he's beating two of Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. Like, he's probably taken out two of those.
Yeah.
In that scenario, which might be.
I mean, can you imagine the Saints going to the Super Bowl because they got to beat Tom Brady in the Superdome? Like, would be mad. I mean,
magic.
It probably wouldn't be as great as beating Minnesota because we wouldn't get to go. But my God, that'd be amazing. So what's next, Andrew? What you got?
Dave, this is from Amic 5505. How in the living shit does Ken Crawley make the interception of the year, and how big of an extension do you want to give him?
I'm not giving him any extension. I'll give him a, you know, 1 year contract. But how does he made a great play. I rewatched it.
That was his only snap.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Maximum efficiency.
Yeah, he's maximum. But no, I mean, he made a great play when the ball. Once the ball was thrown in the air, he actually kind of became the wide receiver. He started speeding up and just outran the wide receiver.
That was DJ Moore, too.
I know.
I don't – yeah.
Like
I don't,
not, he's not like a
I mean,
scrub,
half,
man.
Half of that blame goes on DJ Moore because he just kind of – he must have given up on it, I guess.
Yeah.
That was a sick catch.
It was – I watched the highlight of all the – honestly, of all five of the interceptions, that was the most impressive one. The Lattimore one – that was a badly thrown ball behind. I think it was DJ Moore on that one too.
Curtis Samuel.
The Haley one was an underthrown ball. What receiver wasn't even near him. The Malcolm Jenkins one, that was underthrown too, I think. Crawley's was the only interception of all five of those that took, I thought, some actual skill and talent.
All right, I really like this one. I'll give this one to you, Ralph.
Here we go.
Which one is most shocking? Taysom not fumbling, Crawley getting an interception or the Piano Man touchdown?
Ooh, that is a tough one. I gotta say the Piano Man touchdown is the most shocking of them. Like, I had forgotten that he was still around. You know, and yeah. I know Kent Crawley was kind of like lurking, and I knew they had problems in the secondary room. Piano Man playing, because they had Sanders and Callaway was back, I was like, oh my God, Piano Man caught a goddamn touchdown. Like, I'm going Piano Man. The most surprised.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Never knowing.
Why is that the song? Shouldn't it be Piano Man by Billy Joel?
Throw me a pass. Should. You're the Piano Man. Probably, catch me a pass.
I don't know why I went to Elton John. That was...
I mean, he plays piano. I get it. But...
Run the right route tonight. We're all in the mood for a first down.
You know,
don't run
it's
the
Dave
route
Cohen
short of the sticks.
Dave's the random singer. It's Ralph and I tonight. Dave, everyone's talking about the Bucks of the Pack. Home field advantage, the NFC championship game. Are we taking the Bears too lightly? That's from Herb.
I think a couple of us were probably going to touch on this in the next bit when we discuss the game. But I am very nervous that I take that back. I could see the Saints taking this game lightly, but I think that in retrospect now, considering the playoff matchup and the scenario that we're looking at, I honestly think that losing to the Eagles may have been the best thing that could have happened to the Saints. Ooh. Because I think they learned their, I think I'm hopeful that they learned their lesson because of that. And, and it was so recent and it's still, you know, in their memory and in their mind, and they can, you know, Sean Payton can easily say, look, I fucked up. You fucked up. We all fucked up. We overlooked this team, and they beat us. They beat us fair and square. They put up 2 100-yard rushers on us. We were totally unprepared. You can absolutely not let that happen again. I don't give a shit what Vegas says. I don't give a shit what the line is. We are better than this team, and we have to play like it. We cannot play down to their level. So I think honestly it's gonna be okay.
Man, you gotta be kind of jacked up. That's what I think. You know, like Sean Payton needs to take that soundbite and play Dave Cariello in the locker room. I like that.
All right,
Ralph. This is from Balky.
I only had one good question, Dave. How much did Breeze pay for his plugs?
I don't give too much thought about Drew's hair. As a baldy myself, if I find out that Drew Brees did get plugs, I'd be a little disappointed that he's just not meant. You know, you just gotta accept your fate, man. If you're a baldy, you're a baldy. Just
come on home.
Don't try to hide it.
Come on home.
Yeah, just come on home. It's the waters. Come on in the waters.
Well, he's got a future in politics or
TV.
You know, broadcasting. He needs a hairline. Yeah.
But I mean, I do see what people are saying. It did seem like a couple of years ago, like the hairline was receding, and it seems to have, if not stopped receding, potentially grown back a little bit more. So I could, and I do not put it past Drew Brees to get any kind
the
of
man wants
you
to
know,
have hair. Let him have hair, maybe. Football is in full effect, with many teams strutting their stuff. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Maybe.
All right, I got some more, Ralph.
All right,
Ralphie wants to know, assuming this is Breeze's last season, and because we can't give him the send-off he deserves in person because of the Rona, what should the Saints and fans do to honor him next season?
Ooh, that's hard. I mean, assuming that we're going to have fans next season because of the vaccine, and the Rona will be on the decline. I mean, you got to put him in the Ring of Honor. You just 5-year waiting period. Drew Brees gets exemption from that. Maybe you do like a parade before the season opener where he gets in the car and does a couple laps in the stadium. Does he deserve a statue.
That whole car parade lap thing around the stadium, that's like the most anticlimactic lame thing. It's like, that's, I don't know.
He could throw, like, he could do like Drew Brees throws. He could throw like beads and cups. Know.
I mean, this is the city of Mardi Gras. Like, you know, if you're gonna be doing laps around anything and parading in front of people, it's go big or go home. I always hated that car thing.
All right, I got a couple more. I'll give this one to you, Dave, since you're such a Rolodex memory guy. What's your favorite playoff victory in Saints history? Super Bowl and NFC Championship games are not allowed.
Oh, well, I was going to say the NFC Championship game. I know one of y'all is going to say beating Carolina for the third time in one season.
Ooh, that was a good one.
I know one of you guys likes that.
I'll answer this real quick. You know what's a sneaky favorite of mine is the road win in Philly. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That
might be one of mine. That might be my favorite.
The sneaky favorite of mine is the Detroit game in 2011, because the Saints, their offense wasn't stopped.
That was fun.
It was unstoppable, and they couldn't punt. And Megatron for Detroit had 200 yards receiving and was basically unguardable. And you didn't even care. You were like, this is amazing. This is hysterical. The Saints cannot guard him. They just put four dudes on him, and he caught a touchdown. Like, you weren't even – like, you got to see this great performance, and it didn't even matter against the Saints. Like, he caught 200-something yards in a playoff game, and it's forgotten because the Saints just bulldozed Detroit. That was one of my
favorite part
underrated
about that game
games.
Was that Jabari Greer had, like, 17 – dropped interceptions that year and no actual interceptions, and then had two interceptions in the playoff game. That was hilarious. This is the last one for you, Ralph. This is from Bayou Bedouin. What family member are you willing to sacrifice on Marie Laveau's grave for the Saints to win a Super Bowl?
Well, not his wife, because otherwise he wouldn't be able to get dressed in the morning.
Otherwise, I'll be walking around looking like a human banana the rest of my life. Can't have that. So can't sacrifice my wife. Can't sacrifice my kid. Do they have to be alive? Can I, like, dig up their bones and sacrifice? I don't have a lot of family. I can't sacrifice family members for a Super Bowl, and I can't sacrifice pets, because then my wife would leave me because she loves all the cats. I can't do it. I can't sacrifice a family member.
Can I sacrifice my – well, never, I'm not going to say that.
My mother.
How could you say that about our biggest
– I wasn't going to say that.
She doesn't listen.
Yeah. Yeah, sacrificing Ralph's cat, that kind of needs to happen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's like a family meal.
All right. So, is that it, Andrew, for the questions?
That's it. All right. I'm done.
So, we got to get to the Bears game.
The Bears.
Saints are currently a 9-point favorite against the Chicago Bears. The game kicks off Sunday at 3:40. Andrew, you can go first. Who you got, and who will be your Saints?
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
Give us a prediction.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd maybe just skip this whole part. I'm nervous. I almost wonder if – I'm definitely picking the Bears in the over-under, I can tell you that.
We know
bet on them, I'm sure.
Is it better luck if I pick the Bears to win on this podcast? What's better luck?
I don't know. Did you bet on the Bears?
I haven't yet. But I plan to. I'm waiting for the spread to go even higher once they announce Kamara's playing. I got to go with my gut here, and I'm terrified, but I just feel like the Saints are so far superior to this team. I don't think the Bears are going to be able to score that much. Saints defense is really good. Trubisky really sucks. I think it's going to be really hard for the Bears to break the 20-point barrier. You know, this is just me talking intellectually. This is what I believe based on tape. You know, if you ask me how I feel deep in my soul, I'm petrified. But I'd be surprised, honestly, to see the Bears score more than 17 points. And I think Michael Thomas coming back. I don't know what's going to happen with Kamara, but I do think the Saints are pretty much going to be at full strength offensively, maybe minus Kamara. Maybe he'll come back. But it's really probably the healthiest they've been. They'll get Deontay back. They'll get Michael Thomas back. The offensive line is surprisingly looking good. Jared Cook has kind of made a reappearance recently. Hopefully they get Latavius Murray back. So, like, I just feel like they've faced so much adversity. So many guys have had to step up. And the offense has been better for it. And now it's kind of just like everyone's coming back at the same time. So
we are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I think it's going to be like 38 to 17. I think it's going to be a beatdown. I think they're going to look great. I think they're going to exercise some demons. And I really... And yet I'm still terrified. I'm still terrified, but I just keep going back to who is clearly far and away the better team this Sunday. And it's the Saints.
Here's a question before you give a prediction, Dave. Andrew, do you think if the Saints don't have Kamara, are they better off with, even if Kamara doesn't play, are they still better off offensively than they were the first game because they'll have Thomas, Sanders, and Callaway, who they didn't have any of those the first game? Would you rather have those three or Kamara? Which makes the offense better, you think?
Yeah, well, having Latavius Murray is important if you don't have Kamara, obviously. But you remember, they didn't have Kamara last year when they beat the brakes off the Bears in Chicago. They didn't have Breeze or Kamara in that game, and they crushed the Bears. So I honestly don't think Kamara is that important in this game. I think it's more just about, look, if the Saints play terrible, like we saw how it's exactly what Dave said. Like, they lost to the Eagles. So on a bad day, yeah, any playoff team can beat the Saints. Any non-playoff teams can beat the Saints. But if the Saints are playing like B plus or higher, they're playing like they're B level. The Bears can't beat them. There's just no way. So I think it just comes down to the Saints executing, playing their game. And, you know, special teams has been sneaky terrible lately. You know, Morstead and Lutz. And so that makes me nervous.
Deontay Harris is really good that first game too.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully he comes back and gives us a shot in the arm. But I just think the Saints are way better. So I think we're gonna get like a B plus A minus performance from the Saints, and I think they should win handily.
Dave, who you got?
I don't think Kamara matters. Was my point. I don't think he matters.
Dave, who you got, and who is your?
They want to bring him back.
Oh, right.
He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
My star of the day. I'm gonna go with DeMario Davis.
Ooh, that's a good.
I think he's gonna have a monster game. He's gonna bring it.
Dave, who you got?
Well, first of all, I wanted to mention, I know a lot of people know this already, but this particular playoff game was picked to be simulcast by Nickelodeon. So you're going to be able to watch the Saints-Bears playoff game on Nickelodeon if you so choose. I don't know if I'm going to watch it live on Nickelodeon, but I'm going to have my kids watch it, and I'm going to record it.
But Ralph, are
you not aware of this, Ralph?
No, I'm not. Are they going to have
really?
Wow.
I'm not.
Wow. Oh, all right. Here we go.
The Saints are on CBS, and they're also at the same time being televised on Nickelodeon. And it's meant to be – I think Nate Burleson is calling the game and someone else, but it's meant to be a broadcast for a younger audience. Yeah.
They're gonna have like, the cast of All That, like, commenting and stuff. They're going to have –
I'm going to have to check that
I guess
out.
They're doing this digitally. They're going to have you're going to want your son to watch this broadcast. Digitally, I think they're going to have, like, SpongeBob SquarePants, like, in the middle of the uprights. And I think they're just going to do, like, silly graphics and stuff, like, on replays. Like, you know, Mitch Trubisky's going to get, like, slimed after he gets sacked or something like that.
I am seriously considering watching that.
I'm going to check it out.
Is that a bad idea?
It's not. I'm totally watching it until the Bears get ahead, and then I'll switch back to regular.
Yeah, right. Or if the Saints pull out an early lead, I'm going to switch to Nickelodeon and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you have kids, you might want to check them out. You know, if you have kids that aren't necessarily totally into the Saints, you know, like my kids, you know, you might want to give that a shot and maybe they'll turn
does
around.
CBS, but... Does CBS own Nickelodeon? How, why are they allowing this?
I don't know.
I mean, there comes a point, Andrew, where when you pay so much money for something, you can do whatever you want with it. And that's where the and that's where the networks are with the NFL. Like, they pay them so much money, the NFL is just like, oh, okay, sure. You wanna do SpongeBob SquarePants for color commentary? Go right ahead. And they just go to, they just start counting. They just count the money.
That's like, that's pretty much what this game is gonna be. You're joking, but like, that's pretty much.
I'm just surprised that CBS would allow this, but I'm gonna check it out. I think
so.
Yeah, yeah. No. But anyway, back to the game. You know, we've already discussed this a little bit earlier in the podcast. Normally, I would be nervous about this game. Normally, this game seems to have all the trappings of a huge one-and-done exit for the Saints in the playoffs. But like I said earlier, I think that losing to the Eagles a month ago is going to turn out to be the best thing that ever happened to them, because I truly believe that because they've already overlooked one opponent and been surprised by a team that is in all phases not as talented as the Saints, I think that they're not going to let that happen again this week. So I'm with Andrew. I think it's going to be a pretty handy win.
Andres Pete?
I know. Davin, yeah, no, Davenport. Wait, was it Andres Pete? Oh, yeah.
It's Andres Pete, yeah. By the way, it's Andres Pete, right?
Andres.
We just pulled a Ralph.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say it's got to be more than 26 points, since Drew Brees puts up at least 26 points. I'm gonna say 35 to. And again, I'm happy with the way the defense has been playing so far. I'm gonna say 35 to 10. I'm only gonna give him 10 points. And you know, I've been riding this horse for a while. I can't give up now. And now that Deontay Harris may come back for the playoffs, I'm gonna go with Deontay Harris.
He's running a kickback.
He's gonna run back.
I'm gonna tell you, this game, the Saints are going. I am as confident about the Saints winning this game and destroying the Bears as I was confident that the Saints were going to crush the Bucks on Sunday night. And I was like the only one of the four of us that was like, the Saints are going to crush Tampa Bay. You watch. The Saints are primed to kick the crap out of the Bears, humiliate them in a way that is going to make the Bears reevaluate their entire existence. And you guys forgot the one person that's going
to
be the...
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
The man who is going to put the cherry on top or the last nail in the Bears' coffin, humiliate them, whatever you want to say, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, baby. He's got to finish off your boy, Wims or Mims or whoever he is. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, pick six, Saints 42, Bears 7.
Wow.
It's going to be a delight from start to finish. I think the upset of the weekend is going to be the Rams going to Seattle and winning. So I think we're going to get Tampa Bay next week in the dome. That's my little prediction/gambling tip for the kids.
Watching on Nickelodeon.
Thanks for joining us. I know we always have a lot of new listeners because of the playoffs, and it was delightful.
Oh, play the techno music.
Oh, yeah, we got a wrong music.
How'd that time stamping go?
The time stamping, it went pretty good until about the 35-minute mark. Then I forgot about it.
Shocker.
I'll just make some stuff up and throw in some time codes. It'll be fine.
By the way, remember earlier in the podcast when Kevin was with us?
Yeah. If Kevin wouldn't have fallen off, I'd have probably kept up with the timestamps. But, you know, it happens. So, anyway, call the hotline. Best voicemail slander of the Bears gets a Saints Happy Hour t-shirt. How about that? So, do it. So, for Andrew, for Dave, for Kevin, who had technical issues, thanks for everybody for joining us. Go Saints. We will see you the rest of the week with Bears playoffs and previews and all that stuff. Become a patron. Anyway, until next time, the bar is closed.